Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Indiana Pacers hold a 2-0 series lead over the Milwaukee Bucks with a 123-115 victory last night. That it didn't seem even as close as the final score indicated. The Bucks got it to two, but the answers were quick by Indiana.
Literally the next possession, Siakam hit a three.
They are, and if you look at it, Indiana's killing Milwaukee with balance, right?
They're a deep team, man.
No player scored over 25 points. Six players scored 14 or more, including all five in their starting five, right? And then you look at the disparity of Milwaukee, and this is like where it's star-driven league, right? Giannis goes for 34, Portis goes for 28, Dame goes for 14. Other than that, you didn't get many shots or production, especially from Kyle Kuzma, who, goodness gracious, he was, I guess, better than game one, but...
I mean, the bar is the floor.
Buzz's girlfriend, woof.
Yeah.
But there is some real hate. Siakam and Gary Trent Jr. got into it. Halliburton got into it. And Dame bowed up and chested up with him later in the game. And afterwards, Tyrese Halliburton was asked about the contentiousness between Damian Lillard and him.
We're just competitors. I think that's what it is. He wants to win. I want to win. It's the highest level. You know, we're in the highest level in the most contentious moment in the playoffs. He wants to win. I want to win. You know, we want to win. They want to win. So it's just competition at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to sit here and act like, you know, it's any secret. We don't like them. They don't like us. And that's just what it is. And they live for this. We live for this. So, you know, I could care less. I'm out here just trying to help my team win games. So there's got to be a little bit back and forth. There's got to be a little back and forth. But I'm here to win.
Two things on that. First is I did not have in my mind Tyrese Halliburton sounding like a strength and conditioning coach of a college football team.
Oh, have you never heard Hallie talk before?
Well, that was a little bit more raspy than usual. And obviously he was chirping a lot.
Yeah.
But he has strength and conditioning coach vibes over that voice.
No, he does.
Yeah.
Like his voice does not match what he looks like at all.
No, no. I mean, he sounds like he's about to yell at you to get ass to grass.
Mm-hmm.
Get your squats down.
100%.
Yeah. But the other thing is, it's real,
yeah.
And it's a natural. This is like an old school rivalry where it's two competitors who are going to let each other know at every turn who's got the upper hand. And right now, Halliburton has the upper hand in spades over Damian Lillard.
Well, I mean, that's to be expected with Dame missing 6 weeks. I think that's... Honestly, I think the way Dame played last night was about the best you're going to get from a guy who didn't play. Played 37 minutes after not playing for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going with, though, like, it's going back to last year, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, Halliburton has the upper hand. Mm-hmm. Like, take last night out of it. Mm-hmm. Going back to last year, what pissed Dame off the most when Hallie was doing Dame time in his face after they won? Yeah, he's got the upper hand on it.
Hallie's got some instigator in him. I'm a big fan of Hallie. I really am. I love the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about before he went to break was the idea of like how many guys scored for the Pacers. And that's not the mark usually of a title contending team. Cause you need to have like, if Pascal Siakam is your best player, or Hallie is your best player, you have to have a lot of other things to kind of overcome. And again, I love Hallie and I really think Pascal is a really good player, but as you get further into the playoffs, like if you're kind of playing that way, it usually doesn't bode well for you. But on the flip side of that, I think it's kind of the Steve Nash paradox, where it's like you have a guy that in Hallie, who's a great shooter, who's more interested in keeping his team going. And really the only guy that's ever done that and won a title is Chauncey.
Mm.
I mean... You can be like, well, what about Dumars and Isaiah Thomas? I'm like, well, Isaiah Thomas was a bucket.
Like, also that's true.
That's the difference. Is like, Dumars was not the sideshow, but he was the clear number two of that. I mean, it's IT and him being a monster. Like, that's different than what they do here. And The only other player I think that was like him, and they had so many other alphas, is Rondo.
Oh, yeah.
Where, for those that don't know, like, Rajon Rondo is damn near a savant. And I'm not just talking about basketball, just in general. He's like an incredibly high-level chess player. He just sees the like, there's a straight line you can draw between guys like Rondo, Nash, Halley. Their brains just work different.
Yeah.
And there's, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of ego, but their ego comes from how they're able to set guys up and generate things. And it's a very, like, they just, it sounds so corny, they just see the game differently.
Mm-hmm.
They process the game differently. Like, Jokic is a bit like that, where he's hesitant to shoot sometimes.
Sure.
But it's like their brain is just wired to play the game very differently. And so it's interesting when you see Halliburton be so successful, you know, air quotes, but he's not dropping, you know, 30 and 10. It's a different kind of get off the ball, get on the ball orchestration that's just, it's hard to really pin down, but it's really fun and interesting to run. Whereas, like, when you had the matchups with Dame and Russ, it was two apex predators going at it.
Yeah.
This is a, like, these are two guys that were very good, but they're, like, when you talk about styles make fights, like, this is, like, the most awkward style matchup ever. Like, there's, like, they aren't going to go, they're going to go at each other, but they're going to go at each other so differently.
Yeah. And they're more going to go at each other with their words.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And it did not help that Tyrese Halliburton had a little extra ammo yesterday. As we all know, with all of these guys, all of the ammo, it seems to work. And we talked about this at the end of yesterday's show. Tyrese Halliburton in the anonymous players poll from The Athletic, he was voted the most overrated player in the entire NBA.
Mm.
And his coach, Rick Carlisle,
didn't like it.
Went to bat for him. I thought, I love this from Rick Carlisle.
I heard about this, and the other guys on the list were Jimmy Butler and Giannis. Right? And I want to see the guys' faces that voted those guys. I want to see the faces of those guys. All right? This is a poll. Not everybody even answered in the poll. All right? Guys were able to answer if they wanted to. They were asked on camera or with a microphone. The whole thing's okay? And it's just, it's really a shameful thing. It's just a shameful thing, all right? Jimmy Butler would be a finalist for MVP if, you know, he had gotten to Golden State a month and a half earlier. I mean, what that guy's done. And Giannis, are you kidding me? I'm done. Thank you.
I love that. But you could tell Halliburton had a little oomph and a little more vinegar to him in his, you know,
look,
pee and vinegar.
I love Carlisle. I think he's a great coach. I think he obviously has his warts with his interpersonal relationships, which he has made significant leaps and growths in since his time in Dallas, because him and Luka, you know, kind of went against each other, and Jamal Mosley was the peacemaker between those two. And I think Rick has advanced beyond that stuff, and it's showing with what he's done with the Pacers. But there's also some Woody Johnson from the Jets ownership from the NFL poll of like not even everybody voted in this. Like, I didn't, and it's like, come, Rick, you know, like, I'm glad that he went to bat for him. Like, he should, but he knows what this is.
Well,
guys don't like him.
It's high school. You mentioned this yesterday. It's high school.
Yeah. Guys don't like him.
And that's what it is. And that's why he wants to see their face though, is because it's like, what are high school talking behind people's back and a lot of caddy claws out.
I'm
time,
sure
right?
Rick has done an anonymous coach's comment a time or two.
Oh, well, I bet he has as well. But hey, it's always different when your guy.
Yeah, no,
when
and
it's
look,
your guy.
Look, he even acknowledged it, but the whole idea of like, I'd like to see him say this. Da, 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 da. Look, there are guys. We were talking about this before the show. There are guys in the NBA that sit there and say Rudy Gobert's trash. You're like, his media generated four defensive player of the years, and it's like, Luka hunted him last night, and he got him a couple times early in the game. In one-on-one matchups last night, Rudy Gobert held the Lakers to 5 of 17. 5 of 17.
Yeah.
He's really freaking good defensively. And the whole idea of like, Rudy got played off the floor. He's never been played off the floor defensively. He's been played off the floor offensively.
Well,
that's the thing.
Don't like them because they are very good at what they do, and their personalities just don't jive with everybody.
And then there's people that, like, he mentioned Giannis in there. There's like, well, yeah, Giannis is probably the third best player on the planet, but you still have NBA players that don't like him because they say that all he does is just be big and dunk. It's like, oh, he doesn't have a bag. Like you have, there are players in the NBA that just, I'm like, yeah, he doesn't need one. That's the point.
Yeah.
Is that he's so big, so strong, so athletic, so coordinated his size. He doesn't have to have that.
Yeah.
He's been the single best and most productive player through two games in the playoffs.
I don't know. 14 of 20 is pretty efficient. Even if you can't just be big and dunk, it's different.
It's just like, you just watch him play, and like, so people are like, oh, he can't hezzy, tween, pull up, you know, Jimbo. And it's like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I think there is value, though, in the anonymous polls.
Because you get
you'll get people that will say things that they normally wouldn't say, and you get their true feelings. But also, you get a lot of guys that will say things that are just out of pocket
Catty.
And absolutely crazy.